has the wireless microphone, and he is out and about somewhere here in the media center on Radio Row. Gordo?
Oh, no, don't do
it. Can you tell me exactly where you are?
Oh, oh. I am standing approximately 1.5 feet from you, staring you directly in the eyes, Craig.
Thank you for that location update.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is comedy.
I have you now.
That is visual comedy on radio.
Yeah. That always goes over well.
And it slayed him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Craig, yes, I have the wireless microphone, and I'm going to head around the media center here and see who I can see.
Well, welcome people to town, too.
Okay. Welcome to town, Nui.
That's Nui. He's already here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right, I'll go over here and welcome somebody to town.
Oh, no.
How you doing, sir? Just wanted to welcome you to Dallas for the Super Bowl.
I'm extraordinarily busy at this point, but I'm glad to be here. Thank you very much. Isn't your weather going to get better soon?
Okay, thank you. I'm done talking with you. That, of course, was Norm Hitchkiss, ladies and gentlemen.
Ready to go.
Who you'll hear today from 1 till 3.
No. Today from 10 to noon. Tomorrow from 1 to 3.
Oh, tomorrow from 1 to 3. Yeah, okay. All right, now, I have to tell you this, Junior. I haven't noticed a lot of good-looking women in the media center yet.
Not yet.
And that concerns me. Because that's another way that that Dallas-Fort Worth can appear, and Arlington, too, can appear great in the eyes of visiting media is having a bunch of hot women around here. Because we want them to go back saying, man, they had some really hot women in Dallas-Fort Worth and Arlington, too. All right, we got to address that problem. I have a recommendation as to what we can call, instead of saying North Texas Super Bowl, I think we ought to call it the FWOD Super Bowl.
What's that?
Fort Worth, Arlington, Dallas. This suggestion came to me from a P1. He says that he supports the FWOD, the FWOD terminology.
That's terrible.
So welcome to FWOD.
The FWOD technology.
Terminology. Oh. Sorry, I was looking at a piece of recording equipment over here and then wanted to get... Oh, okay. I got to avoid that area.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Sorry. I just saw
can't be mentioned.
Someone who can't be mentioned.
Right.
Okay. Well, I don't find really anyone to talk to around here.
Wow, someone who cannot be mentioned is here early.
Yes, he is.
Very early.
All right, here we found one female so far in the meeting. Well, there's a couple of them over
welcome
here.
Welcome her to Dallas,
yeah,
Fort
we'll
Worth.
Yeah, we'll welcome you. Hi, how you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Michelle.
Michelle, I'd like to welcome you to Dallas and Fort Worth.
Oh.
What's your name, Michelle?
Michelle.
Oh, yeah. I guess we already covered that, didn't we? Where are you from?
St. Louis.
Really? And what do they call you in St. Louis?
Michelle.
Okay, I guess we already covered that. What kind of station you work for?
We work for 101 ESPN.
Oh, yeah, okay, 101 ESPN. Now, let's describe you for our Dallas-Fort Worth listeners right now. Actually, Arlington, too. What do you call the Metroplex?
What?
Or, like, are you calling this Dallas-Fort Worth, or are you calling it North Texas? What are you calling it?
Just Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay, well, we prefer FWOD here. That's Fort Worth, Arlington, Dallas.
Okay.
Will you say FWOD?
FWOD.
Okay, thank you. It's always pleasurable to hear that from you. Okay, so what kind of show do you do?
Sports talk radio.
Okay, we'll talk sports real quick.
Well, just trying to do my show now, so we're trying to find some topics.
Have you ever heard of The Ticket in Dallas?
No.
It's a sports radio station.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. We're their big competitor.
Oh, well, I hate them then.
Yeah, so do I. Say you hate The Ticket.
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
How old are you?
24.
Oh, that's a good age. Good age.
For what?
Almost able to rent a car and about to sit on my lap in my mind.
Was she hot?
Yeah, she was. Brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful skin. Brown eyes. Very attractive.
Yeah.
Awkward conversation between us, but other than that, it was fine. All right, I'm heading over to the far end of the room. You guys probably can't see me.
No, you're out of view from us.
But I'm still broadcasting.
Hey, by the way, in our very suite here with the Super Bowl 45 host committee, there are some young lovelies.
Yeah, maybe I should head over there, because I'm going to talk to that blonde. That blonde has had my attention all morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm hemmed up in a corral right now, and I can't seem to get out of it. What is this? Is this the... Is this the ESPN
The old Texas
set?
Stadium Corral?
No.
Or
what
the
is
NFL
the
NFL Network?
NFL Network. That's the... Yeah. They haven't set up all their television equipment yet, but it's over here. Oh, here's another girl. Talk to her real quick. How you doing, ma'am? Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket in Dallas. What's your name? You can't talk?
I'm not...
You're not allowed to talk.
No, I can, but I'll put you on with the director of Radio Row.
Director? Oh, you're with the...
I'm with the PR staff here.
You're with the PR staff for the NFL.
Well, just welcome her to Dallas.
Okay, well, we're just welcoming you to Dallas. That's isn't it?
Yeah,
where do you live normally?
In Tampa.
In Tampa. Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying our fine southern weather here?
Very much.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, how old are you, by the way?
22.
It's a great age.
Tell her you love her.
I love you.
Don't creep her out.
That didn't go over well.
Well, of course not. Someone you just met 5 seconds ago, you shouldn't tell them that.
Well, I do. I love a lot of people. It's important to hear. Okay, let me run over there and talk to some of these girls. I don't want to waste too much time. Ooh, let's talk to some of Dallas's finest, see if there's been any problems lately.
Okay.
How are you ladies doing?
Good, how are you?
Gordon Keith of The Ticket. We're live on the air right now. We're from Dallas.
Yeah, we are too.
You are? So you're cops.
Yes.
Have you had any problems so far?
No.
No, it's been quiet.
No arrest, early morning arrest?
No, everything's going great.
How long have you guys been cops?
17 years.
And you, ma'am?
12 years.
12 years. 17 years?
17.
Wonderful. No, like The Ticket.
You don't. So how old were you when you became a cop? 10?
Yes.
You look rather young. What kind of weapon do you have on your person right now?
City issued. It's
city
a SIG.
Issue?
It's a SIG. We carry SIGs.
Uh-huh. See if you can get that Monday sign.
Can I bum a SIG from you?
No.
All right, yeah, let's see. Can you, with your SIG, your semi-automatic pistol, can you hit that U in the Super Bowl sign across the room?
Yes.
You can?
Yes,
all right, I'll stand back a little bit, and I want to see you do it.
Yeah, I'd like to see me do that, too.
Okay. Yeah, here she goes. Here she goes. Right. She's going to shoot it. You ready?
All right.
Wow, she hit it. Oh, good shooting.
Very impressive.
Now, when was the last time you had to pull your gun in anger?
It's been a while. That's not something we do often. You know, we usually just talk to people, try to anyway.
Well, that's boring, man. If I was a cop, I'd be waving around all the time.
No. It's a liability.
Oh, it is?
You know that word.
All right. What about you? When was the last time you had to pull your weapon?
Probably a year ago.
A year ago? And what were the circumstances?
We had somebody fighting an officer.
Perpetrator.
Really?
Really.
Was it a perpetrator or a suspect?
Suspect. Okay. He broke into a car.
What's the difference in a perpetrator and a suspect?
You don't use the word perpetrator. That's on TV.
Oh,
man, really?
What, is that like a negative term now?
We just don't ever use it. We don't
It sounds like an adult toy to me for some reason.
See, that's another story.
All right, so I want you guys to keep it. You're going to be here all week?
Yes, we will be here all week.
Stationed right here?
Well, around. We'll make this will be one of our assigned spots throughout the day.
Okay, because we're right here, so we want to make sure that you take care of us.
Okay, we'll keep our eyes on you guys. Because they told us to, anyway, that you guys are the rowdy.
Dang it.
Because, like, half the world hates us.
Why?
It's mainly because of the heavyset guy.
No, it's
the heavyset
guy.
And what's his name?
His name is George Dunham.
Don't worry about me.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You may recognize him from that news story about a year and a half ago.
He's been assaulted before.
he was known as the night burglar for a while.
I actually listen to you guys in the morning. I work in an office with all guys, so in order to have something to say and
she has
like
to
watch football or basketball, I try to listen to you guys.
Do a lot of police listen to The Ticket?
Well, I can't speak for all, but I do.
Good. Okay. Well, good.
We're the official radio station of the Dallas Police.
All right. We'd love to have cop chicks listen to us. You guys friends with Kunkel? You know, he's our big buddy.
Is he really? Yeah.
Did you hate Kunkel?
No, I didn't hate Kunkel.
It now. He's not a cop anymore.
Not really, but he's running for mayor, so, you know.
He's going to be your mayor.
I think he was very fair. He was very fair, too.
And what did you think, ma'am?
I didn't see him that often, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's noncommittal there.
He hardly ever came into work. He was too busy picking out designer eyewear.
Hang out in his office, let's put it that way. So.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right, Gordo, thank you. Great job.
Dallas's finest.
Good start with
good
the wireless.
Good shot there, too. All right, 8:50.